Olds. The Olds Grizzlies have their work cut out for them as they hit the road tonight for the first of three road games to close out the month. They take on the Oilers in Okotoks on January 18. Then on Friday and Saturday they play two back-to-back games in Blackfalds versus the Bulldogs January 21 and January 22. It's a challenge for the Grizzlies, who go into that Okotoks contest with a 5-3-3-4 record. That streak, which began November 13, now stands at 0-1-7-2. Over that span, the Grizzlies have won 5 games, lost 33 and recorded 4 overtime losses. The Oilers aren't invincible though. Their record as of Monday, January 17, stood at 2-0-2-0-2. The Bulldogs are also beatable theoretically. Their record as of January 17 stood at 1-6-2-5-1. The loss to the Crusaders marked the end of a 5-game homestand for the Grizzlies that began January 4. You could call it a 6-game homestand if you include their last game before the Christmas break, a 3-2 loss to the Brooks Bandits on December 22. In the January 15 game, both teams were held scoreless after one period. However, the Crusaders scored 2 goals in the second, limiting the Grizzlies to just 1 tally. Tyler Green scored the lone goal for the Grizzlies in that period. The Crusaders sealed the win with 2 more goals in the third period. They outshot the Grizzlies 35-23. Green was the home star. On Friday, January 14, the Grizzlies lost a tough one, 3-2 to the Fort McMurray Oil Barons at the Sportsplex. It was looking promising for the Grizzlies in the first period. They went into the first intermission with a 2-0 lead. That tally included a goal by Logan Nielsen, assisted by Tanner Klimpke and Tristan Bomming. Klimpke scored the first Grizzlies goal, assisted by Casey Heemstra and Green. There was no scoring in the second period. But in the third, the Oil Barons stormed back with 3 unanswered goals. The Grizzlies ended up being outshot 40-17. The home star in that contest was Klimpke. On Tuesday, January 11, the Whitecourt Wolverines downed the Grizzlies 7-5 at the Sportsplex. That game also got off to an encouraging start for the Grizzlies. The Wolverines scored the first goal at 1:49 of the first period on a power play. But the Grizzlies didn't wilt. They stormed back and led 3-1 after the first period on 2 goals by Colby Brown and 1 by Liam Hughes on the power play. Each team scored 2 goals in the second period, giving the Grizzlies a 5-2 lead. Grizzlies markers were scored by Hughes on the power play and Green. However, the Wolverines pulled away in the third period, scoring 4 goals to seal the deal. The home star in that game was Hudson Norris.